Good, everybody. Hope everyone's doing well today. So, guess who's back again?
Wait, me? Oh, yeah, you.
What the? Cisco. What's good, my boy? He's finally settled in to his new place, and we're recording in his room, new room, which is weird because we've been recording in your old room for like the past, I don't know, like 6 to 7 months, maybe. Not even. Yeah, like almost half a year we've been recording in that room. So like we were just trying to figure out like how we're going to logistically figure out.
It also doesn't feel like I'm gone when I'm gone.
What do you
but
mean?
I'm back.
What do you mean?
Like you just said, oh, you're back.
I mean, it was only like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's so busy. Like moving felt like a lot.
Yeah. So like I wanted to ask you what are your thoughts on moving and how do you feel about moving? Maybe especially because if you're moving just like apartment to apartment, you know what I mean? I think in college we moved around a lot. So that just process of moving apartments and stuff like that, like what are your thoughts? Maybe your thoughts on moving in general and this most recent move.
I don't want to think about it.
Okay.
I mean, I've moved every year for the last, since 2018? No, that's when I graduated, 2014. Yeah, every college year and thereafter I've moved. So it's a lot. Like it's never easy.
Yeah.
It's always more work than you think it will be. And just stuff just accumulates, like stuff you don't know, like you keep being with you or collecting over time. Stuff you probably don't need a lot of time, like it just accumulates. And it's a good purge to move because you just get rid of a lot of things you don't need. But yeah, I mean, I like that part of it. It's just like the actual moving and like carrying stuff. And
what's the most annoying thing about moving?
Probably moving the couches. It's always tough. I feel like the couches are kind of large for the doorways.
Yeah.
So just the shape of them, like cornering them, trying to fit them in the right way. I don't know.
It's weird because it's like the couches get in somehow, but it when you put them in, like, and then trying to take them out, I feel like it's hard to get them out. You know what I mean? And then putting them into your new place, like, I feel like that was really hard. So I helped them move all their big stuff, and I don't know. I wore like a, you know, like a weightlifting like back brace the whole time, and because you know we're getting older, so I feel like you know you got you got to wear one because you don't want to blow your back out. Like I mean, you know, pause, but you don't want to like slip a disc like trying to move a couch.
Slip a disc,
blow your back out and slip a disc. You know, so I don't know. I just think if you don't. Like, do you think we didn't hire movers or they didn't hire movers, right?
Something about going to the gym 5 to 6 days a week and hiring movers just doesn't sit right with me.
No, but you should.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, I think next year is the year. If I move again, I'm for sure. Please recommend your moving company. I actually have a friend that does like handles. She has like a business where the creatives move.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff as a side hustle, but yeah, I think it's time to retire moving stuff. It's a lot on my back,
right? Like I think if you're moving, and you know you're moving with other you have roommates or whatever, I think it's good to just invest in whatever $200 it is to just move all this big stuff at least. Like you could be responsible for all your like individual personal items or whatever. I think like all your major like communal things like couches, tables, desks, like that, movers is definitely the move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
but the belts was a good move.
Yeah. We're all, you know, can't just be lifting stuff.
Yeah. I mean, no, just having like that support, like really gives you more like an extra like 20% flexibility to just like actually move things. Like, oh, I'm gonna squat and lift this couch real quick.
It's definitely a workout. It's for sure a workout.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think the problem was is that we spent all of set Halloween day moving, and then we, soon as we finished moving, like we did Halloween festivities, and then the next day, I think it just took a toll on our bodies, and we're just like, so down bad. And I think that's like, I think that, and the next morning, my body was hurting. Like you could be, I think you could be the most fit, you know, you could lift, you can be healthy, you can be strong, but moving furniture and like moving is different than like your fitness journey. You know what I'm saying? Like one doesn't necessarily translate to
that. Oh yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, you can't keep form a lot of times where you're just moving things. Like carrying a box with all the weight in front of you is tough. So like sometimes I try to carry over, but just the weight distribution just doesn't sit right. It's tough. But also I feel like we recorded after moving, right? Did we?
No.
But didn't we talk about you at your Filipino thing where you're following the choreography in one of her, or was that for previous one?
I think that was the
You've one been going before. To a lot.
I mean, yeah. I think that was the one before. So I think, yeah. Because that was like 2 weekends.
Because that's the, yeah, you went. That weekend, that was the, like the night before, right?
No. Oh, yeah. But that was a different one. I'd be going, yeah, my mom's famous, you know, so.
But we're here.
Yeah, so, and then so.
Settled.
I guess just hire, like moving sucks. Hire movers is not worth it.
I wonder if there's like a percentage of people that move their.
Like, that's the who thing.
Hires movers.
If you can, like the thing is, if you're moving every year, if you can commit to a place for like a year and a half, 2 years, then it's a little less. But if you think about it, you move, right? You move and then you probably take like a month to settle in. Let's say it's like a 12-month lease and you only do like 1 year. You know, you're finally settled in after a month, and then you got to start looking for new places if you plan on moving after a year, so maybe 2 months before. So really, you only have like 9 to 10 months in that place, and it's like you moved all your furniture, you moved everything, and you're only there for like 9 months. Like I feel like jumping places after a year doesn't necessarily like feel like it's worth it. You know, that's how I felt in college, because like, oh, next year we got to move, or next year we want to move somewhere else. And like just moving apartment to apartment in college was just always like the worst.
I mean, 12 months fly by, especially when the first month feels like you're still moving in, still settling in. And the last month always feels like you're moving out. Like just all that action the first and last month. And then the in-between, you're just, I mean, life is busy. You have like all these other things going on where, yeah, I mean, the days go by super fast.
Yeah, and it's like you move in, then you already move out. As opposed to if you're somewhere for like maybe a year and a half, 2 years, you kind of feel a little more settled. But then again, if you're living with like, I think you're living with a lot of people, it's hard to keep everybody, you know, kind of happy and like willing to stay there. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own things, whether it's budget or whether it's they just don't like the area, or maybe something for a job.
Or just life, yeah. Or just like life, like, just life happens. Different, like people have to commit to different things in different places. We've had, I feel like, a lot of friends who've been moving.
Yeah.
Places, right? Just like. Yeah.
So we have our first live on.
Woo! Yeah.
Cut that right there. Anyway, we have a live audience today. The first live viewer in our podcast.
I mean, it's cool.
We're making
it. It's cool to see a face. Not this face, but yeah.
This face kind of.
Unsubscribe.
This face kind of ugly. Low key.
How old were you guys? Oh, I can't talk. I can't include you in the conversation.
Yeah, you can't.
But how old were you when you realized live audiences on TVs were like fake sounds? Do you remember that? Because I was so like led down by that.
Like in a sitcom or whatever. Yeah. I think maybe like in high school. Yeah. I think when I was a kid, I always just thought that it was like a legit live audience, and they're not, the voices are just like dead people laughing, like in a TV sitcom when they say something funny, and there's a laugh. I think you should have noticed, because the laugh is always the same laugh.
Yeah, that's the thing. Once you know, you realize that every time it, like, it's the same, right? But also, like, it helps the joke a little bit. Like, the punchline kind of needs the laugh sometimes.
I don't know. I don't know if I liked it or not. But, like, you know, like, in a Disney Channel, they say some dumb stuff. People do TikToks of it. Like, they reenact, like a Disney Channel TV show scene. And they say something like super funny where like they get the crowd reaction from it and it's like not funny at all. Like I feel like that happened a lot as kids, is that they just insert the laughing or like the or like the you know what I'm talking about? And so like in the wrong places.
Yeah, I think we're kinda like brainwashed, like not like brainwashed, but you're like turned into laugh. Like it's made funny for you in a way that like maybe you know what I mean?
It
like,
wasn't before.
It wasn't.
What made you think of that?
I don't know. I just having our first live audience.
A live audience member in here. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I went to... So, okay. Also, too, when did you find out that the late night TV shows weren't actually filmed late night? They're not.
Like, which one?
like a Jimmy Kimmel Live.
They're not.
You
some
know
are in no. the, later in the day. I've been to a Jimmy Kimmel.
And yeah, and they filmed that I mean, at like 4 o'clock.
You have to be in line at 4.
No, I think it's more like 2. You got to be late, and they start at like 4.
Yeah, you have to be there really early, and because it takes a minute for the live audience to go in there. Maybe they start recording at like 5, something like that.
No, but it's like late night with Jimmy Kimmel, so you think that it's
like late night.
And they're shooting it, and they make it seem like it's live. Well, I mean, I guess it is live. But it's not live at like 11. It's live at 5, but there's a live audience. And I think those laughs and those people are real, right?
No, yeah. I've been there. So
yeah. Right. And it's crazy because they dictate like, oh, don't clap here or clap here. Like they give you like commands on like when to.
Yeah, like the cues are interesting as
yeah.
for like laugh, don't laugh. Can't remember any other ones, but.
I like this.
Clap. Oh, there's a clap.
Thank you. Yeah, like you really think it's crazy because the way that they do TV and media, they really facilitate it in a way where you think that it's, oh, this is real laughter. You know what I mean?
I just never picked it up as a kid. It took me a minute.
What were your favorite Disney Channel shows growing up? For sure, That's So Raven. I think I was a big That's So Raven dude. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
I think those were mine.
Those are your two?
Yeah, those are mine.
Yeah.
But someone gave me shit, so I'm trying to think of which one I got
for what? Over.
For one of them that I mentioned.
Good Luck, Charlie.
No, that's so much after our.
Oh, like, okay.
Those are not. That's not the golden age of Disney.
It's not. It's not the golden age. Okay. I'm gonna go. That's So Raven, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, and Even Stevens. Those are mine.
Does Phineas and Ferb count?
I mean, it could. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one.
That's like more cartoony. I'm talking more like real actors and stuff. Like,
let me see. Is it
Hannah Montana? I had such a fat crush on Hannah Montana. Like Miley Cyrus back in the day.
And no.
Yeah,
no, I guess I watched a lot more cartoons like Recess, Phineas and Ferb.
Okay.
No, I'm saying like Impossible.
I know, okay.
But real like, life, the probably real life. The Wizards of Waverly Place like here and there. But I think That's So Raven and
Sweet Life.
Sweet Life were.
You know what was lit? When they did the crossover ones. You know what I'm talking about? That's So Sweet Life of Hannah Montana.
What was it? Cody going to the hotel? Like no, that's weird. Who goes to like Hannah Montana goes to Zack and Cody, right?
Yeah. And they're all like in the same episode.
Yeah. Those are damn like
dude. Those are lit.
Those really
when those came out in a
different way because
that's what I'm saying.
Like your worlds collide. Like you're used to seeing like their because you're in it. You're in different shows, and then when they cross over, your brain kind of does this little
crazy. Yeah, because you're like oh they're different shows. So like what are all these is doing in the same episode, right? Like, that's crazy. Also, too, do you think if you were Zach and Cody, it would have been lit to live in a hotel like that? You think you would have had a good time, like, realistically?
Yeah, well, I mean,
maybe Disney show. Okay, what about the cartoons, though? Like, Kim Possible. Recess was lit.
Recess, then Kim Possible and Phineas and Ferb. Third, probably.
Okay.
I didn't think it would be this easy for me, but yeah, I guess I really had my
favorite. Oh, okay. I think Boy Meets World is. Have you watched Boy Meets World?
I don't remember. I was only watching shows.
That's one you should really go back and watch because Boy Meets World.
Should I watch in Spanish or English? We always have this conversation, but you always forget that I was watching these.
Watch this in translation. Well, you know English now, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so watch it in English. Yeah. No, I think you would like Boy Meets World. It's a really good show. Right? Hey, leave a like if you think Boy Meets World is one of the greatest shows as a kid when we were growing up. Leave a like down below. Okay, let's just go through all these shows then. Okay, what was your... Okay. Now, speaking of the crossover, do you remember watching when Jimmy Neutron... Fairly Odd Parents, and there's another one. Hold up. Yeah, it's you ever remember watching it? It was like when Timmy Turner, the Fairly Odd. It was like when the Fairly Odd Parents and Jimmy Neutron, they were in a crossover. So Jimmy goes to the Fairly Odd Parents world, and he's like cartoonized like as a Fairly Odd Parents character, and then Timmy goes into the other.
Yeah, I do.
Remember. Do you remember watching that?
I remember, yeah.
Oh, dude. That was lit.
I just remember feeling like it was a lot. Like, not in a bad way, but, like, just...
Hard to process? Like,
she's like, whoa! Like, it just... It really makes your day.
What are you doing here, bro? Like...
Yeah. I feel like so much of the time, there weren't any trailers. Or maybe I didn't pay attention to the trailers, but, like, you're just watching, and then you see new stuff, and you're like, whoa, this is different.
Okay. Now go your favorite Nickelodeon cartoons. Rugrats. I was a big Rugrats guy. Rugrats. Rocket Power. Slept on. So slept on. Danny Phantom. Really good. And I guess like I did watch Jimmy Neutron a lot and Fairly Odd Parents, I think. I think those are like my top five. And I get, oh yeah, SpongeBob. Number one. Greatest kid show of all time. 100%. How do you say SpongeBob in Spanish? Las Bondiga? La Bondiga. What is it?
Bob Esponja.
Bob Esponja.
That's the whole thing. Yeah, yeah. We've done, there's a video where it shows like all the different languages.
Yeah, Bob Esponja. What is it? Bob Esponja?
Bob Esponja.
Esponja?
Esponja.
Esponja.
Yeah.
Boba, because Bob, but it's like Bob inverted. Esponja. It's like instead of SpongeBob, it's Bob Sponge.
Yeah.
But it translates to SpongeBob.
Yeah. Rugrats, for sure, up there. Okay. Jimmy, Cat Dog.
Cat Dog was like crazy.
I don't know why.
Chalk Zone slept on. There's so many. That's why I think we grew up like in the best time because there were so many good TV shows, cartoons, like on Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, Cartoon Network, that you always just had something to watch. And that was back like when TV was good. You know how like now we're in an age where like TV, you just watch Netflix and you have so many like, you know, there's just platforms where you watch stuff on. But back then, TV was the thing, you know what I'm saying? Like your TV channels capable, like watching it on thing was like a big deal.
Yeah, so, your childhood experience was a bit curated in that way. Like there were only like certain channels and then certain cartoons that we kind of like all had the same experience like in a similar way.
Yeah.
Versus like now it's like there's so much content on TikTok and YouTube and all the other like streaming services that I would assume is like a bit overwhelming as it is for adults to pick and choose like what to consume. But it's very like kids are more... No, I don't know. Actually, never mind. I was going to say maybe they're less alike, but still there's so many similarities, especially on TikTok. You'll see like kids, like the comments are just like, oh yeah, relatable. Just like everyone can kind of relate to.
Yeah. I think I'm going to say this, but I think really I believe this and I'm gonna like die on this hill. I think being a kid anywhere from the anywhere in the 90s, early 90s to late 90s to like early 2000s, little mid 2000s, like when all the Disney shows were popping off, you know what I mean? I think that was kind of the best time to be a kid, like ever.
But I think you're being biased. Like
I am, 100%, but it's true.
Like that's just, that's just like nostalgia factor into it.
Well, so what? The kids nowadays, like Roblox? Yeah. Roblox is not as lit, bro. It's never as lit as like,
I don't know.
No, I've no seen those kids, bro.
On their iPad.
No. Being a kid with an iPad age has to suck.
Has to.
Like being a kid in the 90s, early 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, I feel like that's when like shows and media for kids was like at an all-time high. And nothing will ever compare to that. And maybe it's biased, but I'm going to go ahead and say that.
What like what else? What else do you think made it better than what they have now?
Just like...
Like, I've seen, like, little cousins build stuff, and the excitement is pretty unmatchable.
I mean, I'm sure it was fun for... It's fun for kids. Like, there's more stuff for them, but...
Like, Minecraft? Have you seen Minecraft?
Saying, yeah, I've seen... I know, I've played Minecraft, but, like, I'm saying, like, the creativity of the shows back then...
Oh,
we're just like popping, like there's so much.
I was thinking about this recently. I think a lot of us have this like main character syndrome from watching Disney Channel. Like we grew up in an age where Disney Channel made it like really cool for kids to be having this like awesome, like it's the first time you saw kids having like these like really crazy, fun, extravagant life. So I think it gave people like perspective and like a chance to see different worlds. Like, I mean, for me, like, I mean, I wanted to be a child actor when I was a kid, but
you did?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think
it was never in my like, maybe because I was like chubby and I didn't.
I don't know. And I didn't think it was like my, I wasn't like my main goal, but it was that. And also just like me wanting to like go to LA and visit different parts that are places I didn't know.
Okay, so here, look, 90s kids to early 2000 kids, this is gonna be a hard question, but Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon back in the day, and Disney Channel back in the day, you can only pick one. What are you choosing?
Disney Channel.
Really?
Yeah, I love Disney Channel.
I think I'm gonna go.
Wait,
hey, go on. I'm gonna ask.
Hi, my name is Francisco and this is Disney Channel. Dude, you know how bad I wanted to do that. I mean, this was power, like
doing the, like doing the kids got
to do this. Like to me, it was like gangster. Like that was
lit.
Like,
that was clout.
Yeah,
like, you did it. So I was bugged out when I found out that they weren't. They just like had, you know. I obviously don't know how like green screen or CGI works, but I literally thought they were drawing it with like an actual thing, and like, you know, they just do this and then they put the Disney Channel logo over it, obviously like in post or whatever, right? But growing up, I thought they had actually like did it in the commercial, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like I thought they were like doing it live, like, and it was like a real thing, like
in the corner, so you think like, oh, it's gotta be tough to do it like the opposite
perfectly
way.
And
like,
then I was always bugging because I was like, damn, they're doing that like perfectly.
I just couldn't see like what you were thinking,
you know what I'm talking about? Like I always thought that it was live, like it was they're doing it right then and there.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna go Nickelodeon. I think I was a really big Nickelodeon guy growing up. Nick Jr. was lit. Nick at Night, you know. Yeah, I think, and all that was a great show.
Cartoon Network, though.
I know, but I'm saying.
So actually, I'm gonna tell you that.
I'm still going Nickelodeon.
I'm gonna say Disney Channel, but. You know how there's usually like stuff you don't want to share with everyone else. Like you don't want some people to listen to the underground music that you listen to because it's just like
you're gatekeeping.
It's supposed to be a little bit underground. Like part of the
experience
what it is.
Sure,
I think that was Cartoon Network for me.
Like no, but everybody loves Cartoon Network, bro. Cartoon Network was lit. All right, favorite Cartoon Network show all time. You only get one this time. Go.
I don't know what it is in English. The one where, like, with the skaters.
I know what you're talking about.
And then Tom and Jerry, like, just Classic.
I think my favorite Cartoon Network show is either Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends or Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy or Ed and Eddie.
Wait, which one is the one I'm talking about? The one? Oh.
Fool, that's Nickelodeon. Oh,
that's Nickelodeon. I'm a poser.
Yeah, Rocky Power.
Dude, it's been a minute.
You're bugging. I really think that. I'm sure it's cool to be a kid and, you know, you play Fortnite with your friends. I think
that's Oh, wait, cool. No. Which one is the one that I was trying to watch the other day? Like, Spy... No, Spy Kids.
Club Penguin?
No.
Oh, also Club Penguin, bro?
No.
Come on. I get it. Kids have cooler online, but nothing... Nothing beats Club Penguin, bro. You ever get kicked out of Club Penguin because you used a bad word? No?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I was about that. I did that. And I had a Club Penguin girlfriend.
Why did it feel so good?
Oh, dude, I had so many girlfriends on Club Penguin. They were probably like dudes, but like 40-year-old dudes. Like,
kind of. Why did it feel so good to get kicked out? Like, it's like going to jail. Like, kicked
out Club Penguin. You'd be like coming out to school. Yeah, I got blocked on my Club Penguin account. And you just feel like a badass, you know? Yeah. Also, MySpace too. They should just redo MySpace. I think, you know, since Facebook's like Meta now, and they're doing Metaverse, and Instagram's kind of whatever, and TikTok is, well, I mean, TikTok's cool. I like TikTok, but I think MySpace should come back. And just
wait, what is Mark doing with?
He turned it into. It's not like Facebook. It's Meta, so he's gonna create like a whole Metaverse of. It's like a virtual reality world where you can do anything in there. It's gonna be crazy.
But Facebook was so.
I mean, it's like Facebook. It's not the. Meta's now like the umbrella company that houses like Facebook, Instagram, all that. But I think since like they kind of mismanaged Facebook and Instagram is kind of like now, right? I think Tom from MySpace would come back. And make it into, you know, put it on a smartphone. I don't know, maybe tweak it a little bit. But, like, I don't know. Maybe as a grown adult, you shouldn't really be doing your top friends. Like, I feel like, you know, that's kind of... We're all grown now. Like, why does that matter? I feel like that only mattered, like, back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have, like, Oof. Who your top friends and stuff like that. But a customizable profile song... You can freaking HTML your profile. Like, I would make mine look so sick. I think they should bring it back. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
Would you be down?
Those are my beginnings.
Would you put me in your top friends or no?
I mean, iMessage kind of lets you do that, right? With the text, you know, you can put.
I mean, that's like more of just like pin, like your most used conversations. I wouldn't necessarily. I mean,
that's very similar. I think that's really similar. And then.
But no, that's not
vlogs. I think like vlogs and Tumblr kind of went through like a very similar MySpace like adaptation, right? Okay. Like just sharing either like. In writing, but you get to change backgrounds and then fix like the.
So like you could, what I'm thinking for this new MySpace, you could just take concepts of Instagram, take concepts of Tumblr, take concepts of Twitter, take concepts of TikTok, and just throw all in one, and it's like this one big customized profile for you. And then
everything I think every day, and yeah, you're absolutely right. I would like to see them merge a little bit more. I think Instagram more and more we see it trying to become this like less curated, less like hyper edited place to connect and share content mm-hmm. with like the you know how they do with like the photo dumps and stuff like that, or
okay.
just people sharing like more like. Of what they're listening to, or just like, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but I see it more often, at least with my friends. So just like landscapes, like where you are, like place, like sharing like your location and stuff like that. And I think that's where it should go. I think so that there's more like, it's a bit more about like actually socializing, communicating with other. I mean, I be hitting people up like, like, do you comment on people's stories?
When I'm drunk, yeah.
Like, I saw a tweet that was like, me when I'm high, just fire emoji to everybody's story.
But yeah, like, it's not, like, I don't know. I think we should do that more.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think it should be the norm because it's kind of crazy, which is why I deleted Snapchat. I feel like I had been watching people's stories for years and, like, never...
Like, why is this...
Talk to them, and it's just like, what is this doing? It was weird. It was... I mean, social media already is.
Yeah. Well, if MySpace came back, would you put me in your top friends?
Yes.
Probably?
If you, 16.
Top 16? Where am I in the top 16?
I mean, it doesn't matter, right?
Wow.
That was always a thing. Like,
that's crazy. No, there's an order. There's an order, bro. If you're... There's one... It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You know what I mean? Where you're at. Like, if you put me at 8, I'm going to feel some type of way.
If you're not in middle school.
No, I'm asking right now. Where am I? Am I top? Am I upper half or lower half? Because that matters.
Of the 16 or 8?
Damn.
No, it's...
I got to be up there. You'd be mad disrespectful to me. No, okay. I don't know. Would that be toxic, though? Because, like, you think all your homies who are your homies, and then you see their top friends... And you're not in there, like...
I think you've asked me this question when we were, like...
Would you let me hack your blog? Or your About Me? Or, like, give me... You know?
Yeah.
People, we used to do that,
dude,
like...
Wait, do those templates still work? Or those...
I'm sure. I'm sure, like, now it's so much easier. Because remember before, you'd have to
Wait, this is a crazy idea.
Oh, let's hear it.
I think designing a website that imitates MySpace really well...
Okay.
I don't know if it's legal, but I think that could really, like, hit it.
That just looks like it.
That looks just like it. Well, wait. There's gotta be some
if
patent that doesn't allow it.
If you had a MySpace profile right now, what would be your profile song, right as of right now? Because you could change it all the time. You know what I'm saying? But like, what would it be as of right now?
Fans by Drake.
All right. Okay.
Just for today, I would probably be changing it every day.
It's a lot of work to change it every day.
I would be doing it every day.
I don't know. Because, like, the thing with your profile song is, like, it has to be, like, a cool aesthetic. You know what I'm saying? It has to fit the vibe for your profile. But like,
music is so accessible now. Like, you're listening to different music pretty much every day. Music is released every Friday. I think it's, like, the perfect occasion to, like, really just, like, showcase what, like, you're listening to and, like, all the different, like, moods you go through. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I did used to say for what, like a couple, like a month maybe? What was the time about?
For what?
Like, how long do you leave the same song on for? But music wasn't the same. Like, you had to, right? Like, there was way less. And then, did you upload music to,
I forget.
Like, MP3? You had to go to LimeWire.
Download and upload it.
It was a process.
That's cool. I don't know. I'd put you in my top friends.
Appreciate that. Top what, 4?
See how toxic it could be?
It's like, it is really toxic.
Like if I have you in my top 6, but I'm in your top 8, but I'm after 6. Like, say I put you at 3, but you put me at 5. Like, I feel like we're going to have some problems, or that we got to talk about that, because it's like, why am I 5 and you're 3 for me? You know, like, who are these other 4 people? That's what I'm saying.
It sounds a lot like for like.
And I'm just saying, like, we weren't thinking about it back then.
Great.
But those were the problems.
Do you remember those days? Yeah. Follow for follow, like for like.
Yeah. Jeez, like, give me a rate. Like, what is it? Give me one TBH and a rate. And it's like, you do it for your crush and then she's.
Be honest. Like one of those nights when laid up doing some math homework and I was getting 3, to be honest, per night.
Or like you give a like rate in TBH for your crush and then she does it. It's like, oh my god, I'm so glad I have you as a friend. You're
when
like,
that one girl,
you're the best
that,
friend.
That one,
you're the best
that
low-key, friend I can
that
low-key, for.
Like that girl that was low key and like you guys were super close, but gave you, to be honest, and it was like decent. You're like.
You got friend zoned like real quick.
Yeah,
she's like, I see you like a brother. Like, I love you. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that'd be fun. Maybe like, I don't know. Maybe not like a top friends, but MySpace was cool. You see people, I don't know. It was a time. Maybe less pedophile, like predators on there too. I don't know how we could filter that out, Tom, but maybe.
Was that a thing?
I'm 100%. I'm sure. Like,
oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, like back then, like catfishing and like talking to people online was for sure, like, I think way more sus now than it is now, I think.
Yeah, profile pictures were not to be trusted. I mean, not that they are now, but, like, it was, the quality was bad, so you really don't know who it is.
Oh, okay. And so, what just popped in my head, because this happened today, but I think one cool thing that I barely just literally figured out today was, like, the Calm app. So, earlier, before recording, like, came back from the gym. I guess we're all kind of tired. So, like, Cisco just put on, like, a Calm app episode on. And I didn't really think that stuff
works. I would love a Calm sponsorship.
I didn't think it worked, but he put it on. Next thing you know, I'm watching a horse video. And I wake up 30 minutes later, like, just feeling refreshed. So, I didn't even think that worked, but it did. But what I'm trying to say is,
I've never used it.
Okay,
so yeah. I've that's been my gift to two of my family members for the last birthdays, and I think that's like what I'm gonna keep doing. It's great. I mean, I've only had it for 1 year. I need to actually renew it. It just expired, but it's just so well curated. Like, the music on there is fire.
Like, I never thought I would fall asleep to, like, a horse video.
I don't even have trouble falling asleep, but, like, it just makes it so immediate to, like, where I'm falling asleep in seconds. Like, you put it on, it's just, like, the voices are so... And I was never about, like, ASMR or, like, any of that stuff. Like, sounds are cool, but... Relax. That was all of your message.
The hell of my mouth on the mic,
but no, I truly appreciated having Calm app.
So how does that work though? Because like, if it's on your phone, like, does it drain your battery? You have to leave your phone charged overnight.
It has to be charging. You know me, so I had to really figure it out. But it has to be plugged in somehow. Okay, so after the meditation or whatever the sound is playing turns off, it shuts off, like the app closes, so it's really pretty much good.
Okay, so because
so it's not like a YouTube this. Video, it's like,
okay, so the reason why I ask this is because sometimes I'll watch YouTube videos before I go to sleep, right? And I'll have autoplay on or whatever, and I'm like falling asleep, but I'll fall asleep watching videos, and then the next morning my phone, like, it drains all my battery. If it's not charging, my phone dies, and then I don't wake up on time or something like that, you know what I mean? Like, And the alarm clock doesn't ring. So you have to have your phone charged while you're
using it. Just to be safe.
I'm going to download it. I'm going to use it. I'm actually going to do a test.
Okay, use this, and then we're going to review it together just so it feels more fair, like a fair review.
Yeah, because I was I'm watching.
Actually, horses. We should do different apps and compare, because I have friends who have recommended like Headspace.
Okay, let's do apps. Well, let's split test all of them. Like, let's try all of them and see like which one works the best. I don't think I have trouble falling asleep either. Like, I'll knock out real quick. I'll be like, I'm gonna lay down.
But we're watching was a bit different, right? So on HBO Max has this like, I don't know what you call it, but it's like from the app they took it to TV, and then they have these like docuseries. Like, the way they're shot is insane, but it's like the quality. They're super like elongated like shots and. Just it's not just nature, but it's like nature, or it's like them working with glass or chocolate or just things you would like never think of.
That's what I'm saying.
They're narrated, and it's like a really soothing voice, soothing sound, and they have these like really calming.
I'd like to do that, but I feel like I don't have a calming voice.
There's science in the music, I know that. Yeah. And then the voice, yes, tone. Not you, definitely don't ever want to. No, but it's...
I'm loud as so I get that.
The voices are so just...
Today we're going to fall asleep.
No, imagine showing up...
That's not me.
Imagine
that's not
showing up to an audition for that. Like, just... You show up thinking you're that guy. Like...
Nah, that's not me. I'm more... I think I could be, like, a motivational, like, pump you up person, I think. But I don't...
I definitely don't think this is the last voice that you should be hearing before you go to sleep. So I want you to close your eyes.
See, like,
I mean, it's all practice, baby.
I guess so. But the reason why I'm saying is, I feel like sleep nowadays, right? So what I'm trying to get, okay, here's what I'm trying to get at. Like, being on our phones, being on technology, you know, seeing all this blue light, whatever, being on your phone all the time, like it could mess with your sleep habits and your sleeping patterns and cause you to not sleep and stuff like that. But then there's also these technologies that are there on your phone that is supposed to take, not help you with sleep, but it helps you with sleep, right? So it's like, it's crazy because you could have your sleep messed with, but at the same time, like, there's things that are there to help you. And I think all I'm trying to say is sleep is important, right? And I think as a society, we undervalue like the time, like sleeping, but it's like so important because you're literally asleep for a third of your life. I mean, technically, right? Like if 8 hours a day, you're supposed to, that's a third of your day times your life, right? More than on average, like a third of your life, you're freaking sleeping. But I feel like we don't take our sleeping behaviors as serious as we should. So how many hours do you think you sleep a night, like realistically?
I try to sleep 7 to 8. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I get 6, but most of the time I'm getting pretty good rest. Can't complain.
Yeah, I think less. I prioritize it. I'm like, okay.
You just feel so rested and ready to take on the next day if you actually follow like that, like your schedule, like your ideal.
I notice it. I don't know. I'm sure there's science behind it, but I notice it that if nights where I don't sleep a lot versus where I get good sleep, I'm more vulnerable and susceptible to like negative thoughts and like kind of sadder emotions when I'm and like negativity and stuff like that. But when I don't get good sleep, but if I get a lot of good rest and a lot of good sleep, then I feel more positive, more happy, more energetic, right? So I've noticed that about me, and I don't know if that's like a underlying cause of something or whatever, right? I really don't know, but I've noticed that like about me. So I really, really like need to sleep, or I really like should get at least like 6.
And there's this really good book by Matthew Walker, who is he's a doctor, Why We Sleep. And I mean, he goes into all the science behind it. It's actually really good. I don't remember everything in it, but I was having thoughts about this not too long ago where I woke up from some like wild dreams. You know, when you just have those dreams that are just like, just really like odd, like what the fuck? Yeah, just like, oh, like I can't believe my brain did that, like made those connections. And then like I'm thinking of like, I think it's like Billie Eilish that has a song like, where do we go when we sleep or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, where do we go? Like, what? Like, I know there is, like you said, there's a lot of science, but
where are we at? Like, where, like, obviously,
like you, like, I mean, it's not to overthink, but it's like you said, it's a third of it.
Yeah.
That is our life. So I think it's important to, like, at least pay attention to it. Like, how well are you resting? Can you keep track of, I mean, now there's all this technology to keep track of how good,
that's
how
what I'm deep saying. That's your where sleep you should invest is. In. Yeah, you should invest in stuff like that because it's like, it really sets you up in life. But one thing about me, I'm asleep. Best believe that. I can nap whenever. I could sleep whenever. Like, the one thing that I'm going to make sure I'm going to do is sleep. I can even have something really important to do. I'm going to sleep first. Before, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's important. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's important. So, Garrett, like, okay, people always ask, like, Gary Vee, because he's always, like, he has long days, 15-hour days, whatever, right? They always ask him, like, oh, you're just, like, grinding all the time. Like, you're just hustling. Like, how much do you sleep? They just assume, like, he doesn't sleep. But he, in a couple of, like, interviews or whatever, like, people ask him, like, yeah, like, he tries to get, like, 6, 7, 8 as much as he can, right? And what he says, it's, like, it's not about how much sleep you get, but it's just about what you do when you're awake. You know what I mean? Like, if you're sleeping 8 hours, but you're productive for the other 16, right? That's better than sleeping 4, but you're like less productive for, you know what I mean? Like, if you could fit more in and you're more productive for the time that you're awake because you got good sleep, then you should prioritize getting good sleep. You know what I'm saying? So it's like people always, I think nowadays we have like, oh, no sleep, just hustle, just grind. But if you're not like optimal and you're not functioning at a level to where you're going to be producing whatever you need to produce at a high level, then it's not even worth it to sacrifice your sleep. Once I found out, I was like, yeah, I'm asleep then.
Yeah. I mean, and it's also longevity.
It's true though, right?
It's longevity. Like you
for your health, you need to sleep. I mean,
you're planning, like, you want your riches for the future, but you don't want your future to just be like this small portion of.
You want to be healthy for your future too.
Yeah, right? So you want to be healthy, and you want to be able to like really, really.
What what's your favorite position? Okay, maybe I should be fair.
Our live audience is back, baby.
What's your favorite position to sleep in though? Like, how do you like to sleep? Like, where do you feel like you get your best sleep in? Like, where you be cast?
Damn.
Describe it like so, because they can't see you. I mean, they'll probably see you like on camera, but like, how do you like, you know, like when you get into this spot, like your body position, like you know you're about to cast and you're about.
Oh,
to
I don't even know. I don't think I have one, to be honest. Like,
you have to have a
favorite. No, I like, okay. I be doing my stretches. I be doing yoga here and there. Like, I just know like. Your body's just doing different things on different days.
No, like, I'm saying like you. I think
mostly.
Everybody has a position like right before they mostly, get like when they right before they're about to tuck in and it's like, oh, I'm falling asleep. Like, are you on your back? Are you on your side? Are you like on your stomach, hand under the pillow type situation? Like, what are you? I don't think, does anybody really sleep like this? Like, who really sleeps? I feel like, cause like whenever you say like, oh, did you sleep? You go like this.
No, I just know you got some crazy sleep.
Like, why is this? Cause, oh, this is the pillow.
That is a pillow.
Oh, but nobody ever sleeps like this though, right? Like,
sometimes some people sleep.
I think it's just like the signal for sleep, or like.
Sometimes I grab the pillow and just like just put my head over it and I'm like, yeah, face down. Or with like my leg up, like just like one leg up. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Or a side. Yeah. But a side, I just know that even if I knock out fast, like, I'm not going to be in that position for a long time. You just, like, the sides are just, like, uncomfortable to see.
So, for me, I think it's healthier to sleep on your left side. I was reading, like, an article thinking, like, it's healthier for your heart because it's something, I don't know. But it's healthier to sleep, like, on your left side than your right. So, I've been trying to, like, transition to sleeping on my left side more. But yeah, it's better something for your heart because you're laying on your right, like the blood has your heart's like gravity's. I don't know, but it's healthier to sleep on your left. So I think for me, I'm like side left, body pillow, and then I was reading something saying that it's good to take your right leg and put it over the body pillow and then kind of like. You know, if you're stretching, you know what I'm talking about? Like that stretch when you on your lower back, when you kind of put your leg over your body like that. And it's like really good for your lower back, apparently. That one's mine. I like that one a lot.
That one hits.
And I try to sleep on my side because I snore a lot. Like, do you snore a lot? I don't know.
Oh, when I drink or...
You do snore. I've been told my snoring is like really, really bad. So I've like tried to be...
It also depends on like the climate, stuff like that affects when I snore. I don't snore all the time. I think, do you snore all the time?
If I sleep on my back, I do. Because it's like, yeah, I think if you sleep on your back, like the air passageways is like blocked. That's why you snore. But I think if you're like on your side or on your stomach, the air just flows out like better. So I won't snore as much. My favorite thing is kind of gross, but that's how you know you were in some sleep. If you just like wake up and you have like, there's just like a puddle of drool. You know what I'm talking about?
That can get aggressive.
Yeah, it's like, nasty. It's nasty because you wake up and you're like, ugh. But that means you were knocked. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gross, but like, that's a good indicator that you were like, you were out.
Is it?
I think so. Like, if you're like, you know what I mean? Like, you were
rested.
You're sleep. Yeah, especially in class too. Remember, like, I remember in high school whenever I would take a nap. I'd be like on the desk and then you have like the mark from your binder or your book or whatever. And you have like a mark and then just like a little puddle of drool in that like 25 minute nap in your fourth period class. I ain't never sleep that good in my life. That's like the best naps I've ever taken. Yeah.
Do you feel there's something slightly wrong though? Like in those days, I mean, we were doing it to benefit ourselves and we are where we are. For that reason, I guess, but like there were so many nights that I wasn't sleeping well that I kind of like, I mean, I don't really like wish I could take back, but it's just like, wow, the system,
the U.S. public education system failed us.
Like, I mean, why was I sleeping on my binder so much? Like, I was just tired.
I don't know. Those naps hit though. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. They like it's a good nap. No, naps when you're not supposed to be napping, hit.
Your really? Arms become so comfortable, like, just like pillow.
No, so here, when I, what if, I don't really like try to sleep on flights, unless it's like an early flight or whatever. Like if it's a 9 a.m. after 10 a.m. flight, like a day flight or a night flight, I try to just stay awake and just edit or do stuff on my computer or watch movies and stuff. I don't, I really feel like sleeping on planes is really uncomfortable for me, but sometimes you have to, right? So what I do is I pull out the tray from the seat in front, like your eating chair, your food tray, and I put it down, and then I do like a nap like that. And I think the reason why I'm able to sleep like that is because it kind of resembles like a school nap.
Yeah, it's way easier than the.
Yeah, if you don't have
can't do this.
Oh, dude, my
even,
neck.
No,
oh.
Even if you have that neck pillow, is just this is not comfortable, man.
Yeah, like here, like I don't know, like I think having a stiff neck is so uncomfortable. Like you ever sleep wrong and it's not super hindering you for the rest of your day the next day, but it's just like annoying. And it's you could tell that something's up and something's bothering you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate that. Like, a lot. That's, like, the worst thing for me. Yeah. Sleep's important, y'all.
Yeah,
we don't stress it enough. It's so important.
Sleep, stretching, like, just rest your body, you know? It's just...
Yeah, like, you put your body through
your
so much.
Your human suit goes through a lot, you know? Just appreciate it and enhance it whatever way you can.
Yeah, be good to your body. Eat well. Sleep a lot, dude. I drink less
to myself.
Drink a lot of water. Water. I don't think we ever. And I feel bad because like, oh, I feel like, oh, I don't feel good. Like, oh, my natural response is like, oh, just drink water. And people are like, oh, no. But I'm like, I feel like that's a common. Like, if something is wrong with you, and if the question's asked, like, have you drinking a lot of water today? And the answer is no. Chances are that you probably are just dehydrated, and your body needs water. You know, I think like if some you're having like some sort of physical pain or a headache, or, you know, I think a good way to dissect it at first is like, oh, how much water have I drinking? And then maybe just chug like a bunch of water and see if you feel better. And if not, then okay, maybe something's wrong. You know what I mean? But like, I feel like sleeping well and drinking a lot of water. Our live audience member fell asleep during our recording. I feel so...
Maybe your voices are really soothing.
Maybe I am. I should be on the comm app, huh? But yeah, I think... Yeah, sleeping well and drinking water. I think those are the number one and number two keys to having a healthy and good life. Like, you should always prioritize drinking water and always sleeping well. And I think if you're doing those two things consistently, you're going to feel really well. And your body's just going to be thankful for that. But then you can't just be eating like freaking pizza every day and like, you know, oily stuff. Like, you kind of have to do everything.
Yeah, there's a lot,
like holistically. It's kind of crazy like how the human body works. I told him I was doing a solo episode and I was like, oh, give me any fun questions. But I kind of wanted to wait till Cisco was here to ask this question. So like we could both answer it because it was pretty funny. Would you run naked in the mall for 3 minutes for $30 million? $30 million, would you do it? And and the mall is like December 17th at the night at like 6 o'clock when it's packed for Christmas shopping. Like, would you run in the mall for naked for 3 minutes?
Yes, absolutely.
With like it's packed.
It's fine.
Just meet out, like slaying.
It's
people got phones nowadays. You know that, right? That's video's never gonna die.
What God gave me. I'm okay with it if it's that much money.
But I have a prize. Okay, but
I'm not just gonna do it.
No, but now there's kids at the mall. Like, what if now you run the risk of you might go to jail for being butt naked in front of a bunch of kids during Christmas time? You know what I'm saying? So, like, you're also running the risk.
So, I think you do go to jail probably, but no, probably just for, like, a day. Like, it's not crazy serious, right?
I don't know. But now, I think you could be listed as, like, a child predator, low-key. So, are you willing to run that risk?
I didn't want to think about this. I thought it was a way chiller question of just... How about we make
the holiday season is coming up, so it's, like...
But how about we make it so it's just adults?
No. I mean, like, it's a mall. It's a mall at, you know, That's what they said. You do it still? You have to duck every cop for 3 minutes.
I can.
You just gotta run.
But I can cover.
I mean, whatever I want to cover. But that won't be good form, because to really run away, you have to have good
technique. I can still run. I mean, it's not even. I don't have to. I'm not racing there. I just have to be run, right?
Yeah, maybe like a jog.
But I won't do it. Yes.
You do it?
Yeah, for the red. What about you?
I don't know. Yeah. 30 mil?
And Mac, I thought it was 30.
They said 30 on here.
I'm sure it's 30.
30.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, 30 mil?
3 minutes for 30 mil. Oh, yeah, man.
3 minutes?
Yeah, I might go to jail for a year for that. I'm like, dude.
30 mil? That's a lot of money.
Yes, the answer
yeah,
yes.
100%?
Yeah. Someone, yeah, that.
Maybe stop by, get a Wetzel's pretzel on the way. If I'm running with a Cinnabon.
I might just jog a little faster.
If my
point is Wetzel's, and then my second stop is going to be some.
You can run with a Wetzel's or a Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Bet.
We're going to make an experience.
Like, at least if I'm going to go to jail, like, the last thing I'm going to eat is either going to be a Cinnabon or a Wetzel's pretzel. I think I'm cool with that, and I'm fine with that. But yeah, I just wanted to ask you that just to see, because I know we were talking about it, but I know.
Yeah.
But, like, Christmas season, bro, like, I feel like it'll be hard to run in the mall because it's so packed. Like, you're going to be definitely touching, like, you know, people. Like, just like, oh, excuse me, like... Unless everybody just cleared away.
This is getting a lot more problematic.
I think that's why we can't do would you rather questions here, because it's like we always like, oh, what if this implication for this?
Yeah, we need him to clarify.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
Would you share your browsing history for 30 million?
Anything for 30, anything more than a million, I'm doing anything.
You do heroin for 30 million?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Just keep me away from the streets.
Look, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't do for like 30 million.
Really?
Like, what? I mean, no, there's like,
oh, that you wouldn't?
I mean, like, I don't know what I like. Oh, here's 30 million. If maybe I wouldn't murder someone, I wouldn't do anything to hurt anyone.
Yeah, nothing that like inflicts pain on other people or affects like.
Yeah, like
I'm not gonna, on yourself. Like,
I do heroin for 30 mil, or like something crazy like that. I know doing that free, so I mean, if I 30 mil, I mean, not personally, just like, you know, people do.
Is it not like the really addictive?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's fine.
You could buy enough, you would have enough to get
rid of. That's what I'm saying, yeah. Oh, I'll put myself through a really good program. It's only gonna be like the 1% of the money, so I'll be fine.
The only thing I would be scared for my browsing history, I'd be typing in a lot of dumb
questions. Yeah, it's a lot of dumb questions.
Like, maybe nothing like embarrassing. We'd be like, this guy really just Googled that. Like, he's like, why is, you know, I think my questions I ask Google are stupid questions sometimes. But like, other than that, I'd be like,
yeah. Songs, a lot of songs.
I think everybody's browsing history or Google searches is like
stupid questions.
Yeah. Like,
it's funny because Google now really,
or like, we all have
guess what you're like, what the question is. Yeah. It's like, yes, people have asked this. Here's another
another. No, but like, I think if like your browsing, your Google searches, or your Google searches, like that's what kind of what everybody's Google searches look like. Unless you're saying like, oh, how to murder someone, you know what I'm saying? Like, then that's red flag.
Which
red flag? Red flag. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Update on Josh. He had a game last night. We didn't really know like where to, because you know how with the internet nowadays, right? Like, you could watch any football game, basketball, sports game. On a Reddit stream or a stream online, so you don't have to have a cable or whatever, right? So he had a game, and we're like, I literally Google searched intensively for maybe like 30 minutes trying to find like a stream for like Canadian football, and I couldn't find any. But it was on ESPN Plus, so that was lit. Yeah, he had a game last night, so go Josh. You know, we miss him on the pod, and we want him back here back soon, and I'm sure he'll be back.
But glad he's doing what he wants to.
Well, we support him, and as long as he's doing him, I'm all happy for him. He can always come back. everybody needs a break sometime. He's doing getting the bag. He's doing him. We're happy for him. I'm proud of him. I don't know. Did I say that before? I'm proud of him. It's good to just, you know, he's in his element. He's doing what he wants to do, you know. I'm always happy for bro. That's my boy. He'll always make us proud no matter what. And, yeah, we just miss him on the pod. I feel like all our social media feeds, it's like we're running out of stuff from when he was on. So now it's just like all us, just both us two. And it's like, I look at the feed and it's like, oh, where's Woodsy? So I gotta like find some stuff from like when he back then. But yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
Drink. Speaking of proud, did you see the Proud Family's coming back?
Oh yeah. Lit. I'm excited. Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
It's gonna be lit. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you everyone. We love you. Hope everyone's okay. Holiday season's coming up, you know. Get your Secret Santas going, get your Friendsgivings going on. Try to do something nice for others if you can. And yeah, appreciate all the love and support on the pod as we kind of close out this year. It's kind of been a crazy year, but you know, we're making our way through it. And we just want to say thank you and we love you. And we'll catch you in the next one.
Peace.
Peace. Deuces.